Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Boya Kodani Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Gaurita, 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 Jaya Gaurita. Srila Prabhupada, Jai Nitya Lila Pavishnu Nishkipad, Paramahamsa Pujajikacharya Sthastada Sattva Shri Srimai, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vinayasa. Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jaya, Iskand BBT founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jaya. Sankirtan Jagya ki jaya, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki, Nitai Go Premanandi, all glories to your Assembled Devotees, all glories to your Assembled Devotees, all glories to your Assembled Devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Om Gyanati Miranda Shajananjana Shalakya, Chakshu Militam Dina, Tajmai Sri Guru Namaha. Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Lila, Chapter 11, Text 137-151. Just a little insight into how I'm approaching this subject matter, this text, is that the last purport would give me an excuse to basically give a Bhagavad Gita class, because there's some foundational philosophical material subject. But I feel it's my duty to extend myself into Chaitanya Charitamrita, for which, although I've read it, but I don't have a very deep knowledge base, as some others here do, where they can just, the personality comes up and they know, you know, what they like to eat for breakfast. I mean, everything about the personality, not everything, but so much wonderful nectar information. And I'm not endowed with that. I guess I'm a little behind in my study. I kind of specialize in Bhagavad Gita. So I feel it's my duty to present what you really would like to hear and what really is more appropriate, although I would have an excuse because the last purport is so basic philosophical. But there are various personalities mentioned, and so I just spent some time just, you know, in the Veda base makes it quite easy, and just copying and pasting some information. So most of the class will be about these personalities, which I think you'll appreciate. For some of you, it'll just be a review. For others, it may be somewhat new information about these different personalities. There are some general themes, though, in the whole section that will come up. I guess first let's just read the text that we're supposed to read, and we'll just go through that without any comment, and then we'll start the presentation. So it's Madhya Lila, chapter 11, starting with text, what is it, 137?
Yes.
Okay. So we can just chant together. Etasuni sarva bhoma prabhure kuchila. Oh, that's 136. Sorry about that. Okay, ready? Prabhukahi Ishvara Haya Parama Svatantram. It's not there. Oh, he's getting it uploaded up here. Oh, I'm in chapter 10. Good. Okay, we'll get there. Chapter 11. Okay. Starting with text 137. Oh, okay, here it is. I should have seen. Welcome. Chapter 137. All right, here we finally go. It's Vasudeva. Is that okay? Vasudeva deki prabhu anandita tanga kichu kahi tanga ange hastadiya. Translation. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Vasudeva Dutt, the father of Mukunda Dutt, he immediately became very happy and, placing his hand on his body, began to speak. Text 138. Yadyapi Mukunda ama sange shishu haite tanga haite adhika shuka tamare dikite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, although Mukunda is my friend from childhood, I nonetheless take greater pleasure in seeing you than in seeing him. Purport. Vasudeva Dutt was the father of Mukunda Dutt, who was the childhood friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He said,
well, this may be an older edition that required that editing, because here it says it was the father of Mukunda Dutt. And when I'm reading here, so it's the older brother. Yeah, I remember seeing in the database older brother. So let's accept that. Vasudeva Dutt was the older brother of Mukunda Dutt, who was the childhood friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is naturally a great pleasure to see a friend, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed the father that although it was his pleasure to see his friend, his pleasure was increased by seeing the older brother, in this case. Here it says the father. But I have faith. That's the older brother. Text 139. Vasukahi Mukunda Adau Paila Tumara Sanga Tumara Charana Paila Se Puna Janma. Vasudeva replied, Mukunda got your association in the beginning. As such, he has taken shelter of your lotus feet. That is his transcendental rebirth. 140. Chota Hana Mukunda Evi Haila Amara Chistam Tumana Kripa Patra Tate Sarva Gunasheshtam. Thus, Vasudeva Dutt admitted his inferiority to Mukunda, his son. Although Mukunda is his younger brother, right? So all these have to be changed here. Although Mukunda is my junior, he said, he first received your favor. Consequently, he became transcendentally senior to me. Besides that, he very much favored Mukunda, thus he is superior in all good qualities. One of the reasons, one of the causes of the confusion, perhaps Pran Govinda Prabhu could help with this. The Mukunda, who is the father of Raghunandana, is this the same Mukunda? Where there is also who's senior, who's junior, who's the father, who's the son? It's a different Mukunda. Okay, because there's another, so that's a different Mukunda. Okay, it's good to know that. But that, the name is the same, so it could, of course, confusion in the editing here, in the so-called original. All right. Thus, Vasudeva Dutt admitted his inferiority to Mukunda, his younger brother, right? Although Mukunda is my junior, he said, he first received your favor. Consequently, he became transcendentally senior to me. Besides that, you very much favored Mukunda. Thus, he is superior in all good qualities. Text 142. Manak Prabhu Kahi Amitumarani Vite The Lord said, for your sake only, I have brought two books from South India. Svaru pera tani ache laha ka kiya Vasudeva mandita pushtaka pana. The books are kept with Svarup Damodara, and you can get them copied. Hearing this, Vasudev became very glad. Sankirtan Jagya ki jai. Vrat yeka vaishnava sade iki yaha ila krame krame dui granta salvatra yapila. Indeed, each and every Vaishnava copied the two books. By and by, the two books, Brahma Samhita and Sri Krishna Paramamrita, that's in brackets, but it's important to know, were broadcast all over India. Text 144. Shiva Sadye Kahe Prabhu Kare Mahaprita Tamara Chari Baila Ani Ha'inu Vikrita. The Lord addressed Shivas and his brothers with great love and affection, saying, I am so obliged that I am purchased by you four brothers. Shivas Thakur. Shivas kahi nakine kaha viparita, kripa muye chare bai haito mara pita. Shivas then replied to the Lord, why are you speaking in a contradictory way? Rather, we four brothers have been purchased by your mercy. Sankare dekhiya prabhu kahe damodare, sago rava priti ammara tomaro pare. After seeing Shankara, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Damodar, my affection for you is on the platform of affection with awe and reverence. Purport. Here the Lord is addressing Damodar Pandit, who is different from Swarup Damodar. Damodar Pandit is the elder brother of Shankara. Thus the Lord informed Damodar that his affection toward him was on the platform of awe and reverence. However, the Lord's affection towards his younger brother, Shankara, was on the platform of pure love. Now, is that correct? The older and brother, younger brother, older brother. It's correct. The relation, family relation. Okay. Shuddha kevala prima Shankara upare atta eva tomara sange rakaha Shankare. Therefore, keep your younger brother Shankara with you because he is connected to me by pure, unalloyed love. Tamodara kahi Shankara chota amahaite eve amara bada bai tomara kipate. Tamoda Pandit replied, Shankara is my younger brother, but from today he becomes my elder brother because of your special mercy upon him. 149. Shiva nande kahe prabhu tomara amate dada anuraga haya jane ade haite. Then turning toward Shivananda Singh, the Lord said, I know that from the very beginning your affection for me has been very great. Sri Shivananda Sena Prema Vistahana Dandavatana Pade Shloka Pavya. Translation, immediately upon hearing this, Shivananda Singh became absorbed in ecstatic love and fell down on the ground, offering obeisances to the Lord. He then began to recite the following verse. I think this is the last in the sequence. So this is a different meter. It's from Ala Banduru Yamunacharya, composed by him. Namachyato nanta bhavan avantas chirayame kulam ibashi labdhan payate labdham bhagavan idanam anutaman patram idam dayayaha. Oh my Lord, O limited man, although I was merged in the ocean of missions, I have now, after a long time, attained you, just as one may attain the seashore. My dear Lord, by getting me, you have obtained the right person upon whom to bestow your causeless mercy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a verse composed by Alabandharu Yamunachari. One's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be reestablished even after one has fallen into the ocean of missions, which is the ocean of material existence involving repetition of birth, death, disease, old age and disease, all arising out of the acceptance of the material body. There are 8,400,000 species of material life. But in the human body, many times a chance to get released from the repetition of birth and death. When one becomes the Lord's devotee, he is rescued from the dangerous ocean of birth and death. The Lord is always prepared to show his mercy upon fallen souls struggling against miserable material conditions. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mamayam Sajivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana Hamanaksastanantri Ani Prakriti Stani Karshati. Living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind, Bhagavad Gita 15.7. Thus, every living being is struggling hard in this material nature. Actually, the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and when he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of God, he attains release from the ocean of birth and death. The Lord, being very kind to the fallen souls, is always anxious to get the living entity out of the ocean of missions. If the living entity understands his position and surrenders to the Lord, his life becomes successful. So you see what I was talking about when I said, how are we going to easily have a class on the last purport? But then it would be like a Bhagavad Gita class, a little Bhagavatam or something. But we're in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so I'm going to renounce the foundational philosophy which is there and share with you the research that I did last night till very, very late. I mean, it's so easy with the Veda base. I mean, I don't get any credit. It's all the Veda base. Just push buttons and it comes out. It takes some time, though. So the general themes of this whole section, we could just quickly run over that. The Vaishnava is never jealous or envious of others. What to speak of other Vaishnavas? The opposite member would be the materialistic person conducted by his false ego. And there's a nice verse, I mean, nobody knows this, I don't think. but it's a real old kala that I wrote it down many, many years ago. What is the opposite member of this? It's the materialistic person who's envious. Purusha Sakshi Darshanam. What is it called? Akalpam Esham. Avirodham anjasa parampadam vesti yata sura hari. And how does it go? The translation. I had it on another card. Okay, on the card here. And basically, what it's saying is that materialistic people, they're burning with envy, and their heart is always, they're always hurting their heart all the time because they're envious and jealous. And they're not able to, when they have shakshi, when they're witness to the samriddhi bees, so the opulence of self-realized persons, they can't handle it. They become jealous and envious because they're not able to rise to that platform. Avirodham, there's no growth of self-realization in them. Anjasa, they can't easily get it. It seems like a self-realized person. It's natural for them. But the envious materialist, and we have experience of that. I don't have time, but I have examples of that. We meet people that even they see Srila Prabhupada, and some people, they don't like it because he's getting so much glorification, and he has so much aplomb, so he's so centered, and so, you know, even from a material perspective, they sometimes become envious. They can't rise to that platform, and they envy that Vaishnav just as much as, just in the same way that the demons, dvesti yata sura hari, just as the demons dvesti or envy Hari, the Supreme Lord. We hear that envy begins from the top. So this puts in contrast what we're hearing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Generally, we're hearing about wonderful, wonderful devotees who are, we hear in this section, you know, Lord Chaitanya says, you're okay, but I like your younger brother more than you, or I like your son more than you. You're actually junior to him. And how does it do? Like a neophyte. Many of us may have experienced, you know, we get glorified less, so we don't get glorified. This guy doesn't know anything, or it was cheating, I really deserve the credit, or something like that. This is the way our hearts work. Yatatutendriya, the hearts are hurting, and samridhi with burning with jealousy and envy. So we don't hear that. We don't get any of that in this section. They take it so lovingly, so accepting it with such humility. In this section of CC, we should be impressed by how the devotees delight in the Lord's bestowing his favor on their colleagues, even when the Lord expresses greater affection for another. I'm just reading my own words, so. That's a little original. Is the Lord actually partial? A huge subject, but does come up in this section of CC. Another, who is younger and who is junior? Who is elder and who is senior? This question also relates to Adi Lila, chapter 6, text 52 to 53. Sri Advaita Acharya thinks, Lord Chaitanya considers me his spiritual master, yet I feel myself to be only his servant. Love for Krishna has this one unique effect. It imbues superiors, equals, and inferiors with a spirit of service to Lord Krishna. And also in Madhyalila 15, text 112, 117, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then turns his attention to three persons. And this is why I asked that question. Mukunda Das, Raghunandana, and Sri Narahari. Now, I'm understanding this is a different Mukunda, but it's sort of a coincidence that the name Mukunda appears in two very parallel situations or pastimes. They're all inhabitants of the place called Sikanda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, next asked Mukunda Das, you are the father and your son is Raghunandana. Is that so? Now, if not mistaken, this is the same Raghunandana. There's two stories that are very similar, but this is one of those pastimes where he made the deities eat the prasadam, and the father was astonished, but the father didn't become envious like in the other story where he said, you can't take that prasadam. If you take it, there won't be anything for it. That wasn't this Mukunda. Mukunda was Rabash. Now, he was not, you know, materialistic. Anyway, there's a lot there. So you are the father and your son is Raghunandana. Is that so? Or is Shri Raghunandana your father and you are his son? Please let me know the facts so that my doubts will go away. Mukunda replied, Raghunandana is my father and I am his son. This is my decision. All of us have attained devotion to Krishna due to Raghunandana. Therefore, in my mind, he is my father. Hearing Mukunda Das give this proper decision, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed it, saying, yes, it is correct. One who awakens devotion to Krishna is certainly the spiritual master. I think many devotees in the community, especially nowadays when parents tend to be devotees also in many cases, especially when the parents are not devotees, we have experience feeling like we're the father or mother of our father and mother. Because especially if they begin to wake up a little bit, and then, you know, we become like a type of guru for them, even though they're still, you know, a respectable parents. Now we'll go through some of the personalities, as promised. I only have 20 minutes. It's going to be, Teresa Cardassi doesn't give me a carte blanche to go on an extra hour, but I think you'll like to hear about these personalities, and I hope some of you can hang in a few extra minutes. How many of you can hang in a few extra minutes? 1, 2, 3, 4. About 57%. Okay, something's there. I guess you'll know some of you are anxious to run over to the flea market. The Cardassi flea market. It's such a big day today. We have a Cardassi, we have a flea market. Okay. So, first is Mukunda Dutt, the brother of Vasudev Dutt. There's a verse, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 10, text 40, and also taken from the purport. The text itself is Mukunda Dutt, a close friend of Lord Chaitanya's, was another branch of the Chaitanya tree. Danced while he sang. Oh, Lord Chaitanya danced while he sang. In other words, Mukunda Dutt sang and Lord Chaitanya danced. That's the verse. And then in the purport, Prabhupada says, in the Gaur Gana Desha Dipika, 140, it is said, Raja Istito Gayakao Yao Madhu Kanta, Madhu Vratao Mukunda Vasudevao Tao Dabto Gauranga Gayakao. Translation, in Vraja there were two very large, nice singers named Madhukanta and Madhuvrata. This is Krishna Leela. They appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Mukunda and Vasudev Dutt, who were singers in the society of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, then the purport goes on. When Lord Chaitanya was a student, Mukunda Dutt was his class friend, and it frequently engaged in logical arguments. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would fight with Mukunda Dutt using tricks of logic. This was described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, chapters 11 and 12. Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, Mukunda Dutt gave him pleasure by reciting verses from Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna Leela. It was by his endeavor that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami became a disciple of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, as stated in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 7. When Mukunda Dutt sang in the courtyard of Shivas Prabhu, Mahaprabhu danced with his singing. And when Lord Chaitanya for 21 hours exhibited an ecstatic manifestation known as the Sattva Prahariya, Mukunda Dutt inaugurated the function by singing. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Mukunda Dutt by calling him a Kada Jatiya Beta, because he attended, this is talking about Mukunda Dutt, many functions held by different classes and non-devotees. This is stated in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 10. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dressed himself as the goddess of fortune to dance in the house of Chandrasekhara, Mukunda Dutt began the first song. Before disclosing his desire to take the renounced order of life, Lord Chaitanya first went to the house of Mukunda Dutt. But at that time, Mukunda Dutt requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to continue his Sankirtan movement for a few days more before taking sannyas. I guess continue it locally. This is stated in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 26. So here in Mukunda Dutt, it's not that he's a small timer or something, or that he didn't, it's just that compared to Vasudev Dutt, his brother, Lord Chaitanya, was even more attracted by the speciality of Vasudev Dutt. We'll hear about him. So let's, yeah, referring to his older brother, Vasudev Dutt, the main point was his unparalleled degree of compassion, is my own words, upon all conditioned souls, even greater than that of the Shaktivesh avatar known as anybody listening? That's right. You got it. Lord Jesus Christ. There was one conversation where Srila Prabhupada was, there was all the Christians, they don't eat meat in the Baba, they don't follow this, that, and Prabhupada said, we never criticize Lord Jesus Christ. He is Shaktivesh avatar. And then very humbly, Srila Prabhupada says, I didn't say, Guru Maharaj has said. And Prabhupada has humility. Like, if I said it, maybe. But Guru Maharaj has said it. We never criticize. So anyway, despite the glories of Lord Jesus Christ, Shaktivesh avatar, still, this personality, is it the older brother or younger brother? I think the older brother. He's even more esteemed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are good reasons. Lord Chaitanya could esteem whoever he wants to whatever, however he likes, but he has good reasons, as we'll hear. And this is described in the 15th chapter of Chaitanya Charita, Madhyalila verses 159 through 180. We also learn, Vasudeva Datta Prabhu Rabritya Mahashaya Sahasramukhe Yanraguna Kahila Nahaya. Vasudeva Datta, the 19th branch of the Sri Chaitanya tree, was a great personality and a most confidential devotee of the Lord. One cannot describe his qualities even with thousands of mouths. One thing that comes up, which is just a parenthetical point, that we hear the 19th branch, the 20th branch, different numbers of the branches of the tree of Lord Chaitanya. I don't see the two that I'm referring to in this class. I don't see the branches, branch or the number of the branches. It's not there in the Bengali. So Srila Prabhupada has given us an enumeration. Maybe he got it from other commentaries, including that of his own Guru Maharaj. Vasudev Dutt, the brother of Mukunda Dutt, was also a resident of Chattagram. This is now from Purple. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said, Yanrastani Krishna Haya Apane Vikraya. That's Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Khanda, 8:14. Vasudev Dutt was such a powerful devotee that Krishna was purchased by him. Vasudev Dutt stayed in Srivas Pandit's house, and in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is described that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Vasudev Dutt and so affectionate toward him that he used to say, I am only Vasudev Dutt's man. My body is only meant to please Vasudev Dutt, and he can send me anywhere. Thrice he vowed that this was a fact, and that no one should disbelieve these statements. Quote, all my dear devotees, he said, I will tell you the truth. My body is especially meant for Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt initiated Sri Yadunandana Acharya, the spiritual master of Raghunath Das, who later became Raghunath Das Goswami. This will be found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila 6th chapter, verse 161. Vasudev Dutt spent money very liberally. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sivananda Singh to become his sarakila, or secretary, in order to control his extravagant expenses. Vasudev Dutt was so kind to the living entities that he wanted to take all their sinful reactions so that they might be delivered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 10, text 41, and purport. Now, that's a huge subject we don't have time to describe, but most of you are familiar with. It's a very noteworthy purport of Srila Prabhupada, referring to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, does an objective comparison between Lord Jesus Christ and Vasudev Dutt. And with all due respect, and there's unlimited respect, for Lord Jesus Christ, Prabhupada even said, Jesus Christ is our guru, because he's only teaching love of God. So there's no lack of respect. But compared with Vasudev Dutt and what he was ready to do, it melted Lord Chaitanya's heart. It brought tears to his eyes because he was ready to take on the sinful reactions of everybody, past, present, and future. He just had, there was absolutely no limit to how much he was willing to suffer. There are other examples, we don't have time of this. Lord Shiva speaking to Parvati. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of the people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. This is more advanced understanding. It's simply recreation, and here we're finding the highest method is suffer. Not masochistically, but suffer in order to relieve others of their suffering. The Lord is so pleased in them. And then there's also Maharaj Rantidev. I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga, nor for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all the living entities and suffer all the stresses on their behalf so that they may be relieved from suffering. I love it you can't see, but when you get these cards that are all yellow and that they're like not even rectangular, they become like ovals, and that means that these are like 30, 40 years old. And it means that even when I was like so new as a full-time devotee, these things caught my attention. And I don't know, I'm pleased with myself. I chose these verses when I was so young and new. Because I think they're still pertinent. I'm sharing it with you now in 2017, way in the future. Okay. So these references are there, and there are other examples, of course, like Maharaj Sibi, the one that he cut his own flesh to save a pigeon or something. We hear so much about pigeons yesterday. Okay, now Shivas Thakur. Member of the Panchatattva. I don't have the reference handy, so let me just read the text. Mita putra muke kaila janera katanam apane dvi bai haila shivas nandanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caused the dead son to speak about knowledge. And then the two brothers personally became the sons of Shivas Thakur. Now who are the two brothers? That's Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. In the purport to that verse, oh here it is, it's Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi, chapter 17, 229, and here's a bit of the purport. You have lost one son, but Nityananda Prabhu and I are your return sons. You will never be able to give up your company. This is an instance of a transcendental relationship with Krishna. Now, this is like a perverted reflection of a perverted reflection of a perverted reflection, but in my own less than humble case, when I first joined, due to certain circumstances and due to my own inabilities and nonsense and whatever, I kind of lost my family. They just got out of my control. I'm not making excuses, but anyway, I shouldn't talk so much about that. But when I joined, I was very unhappy and in tremendous anxiety because I got more than I bargained for. I wasn't expecting to have to renounce them, and it was all gone. And there I was, just by myself in the temple. I was so angry and disturbed and depressed and miserable, but I stayed in the temple. And the temple president, his name was Ajra. He said, Bhaktavan, now you've lost your material family, but now you're in a family with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. And I thought he was exaggerating a little bit, but Here's an example here, in the zillions of times more exalted example, where Srivasa Thakur lost his son, even though he briefly came back to life, but he lost his son. And but then he got Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda as his sons. Then in Adi Lila, chapter 10, 8 and 9, the two brothers, Srivas Pandit and Sriram Pandit, started two branches that are well known in the world. Their two brothers were named Sripati and Srinidhi. These four brothers, now we get the identity of the four brothers of Srivas Pandit, he's one of them. These four brothers and their servants and maidservants are considered one big branch. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 10, 8 and 9. And from the purport to the first verse, in the Gaurgana Vaishnipika, text 90, Srivas Pandit, that's by Kavi Karnapur, I believe, Srivas Pandit, Srivas Thakur, is described as an incarnation of Narada Muni, and Sriram Pandit, his younger brother, is said to be an incarnation of Parvati Muni, a great friend of Narada's. Srivas Pandit's wife, Malini, is celebrated as an incarnation of the nurse, Ambika, who fed Lord Krishna with her breast milk. And as already noted, his niece, Narayani, the mother of Thakur Vrindavandas, whose disappearance we just celebrated a couple of days ago, or observed. The author of Chaitanya Bhagavat was the sister of Ambika in Krishna Lila. We also understand from the description of Chaitanya Bhagavat that after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of the sannyas order, Srivas Pandit left Navadvip, possibly because of feelings of separation and domicile at Komarahatta. It's Prabhupada's purport. Srivas Pandit, Kijaya. Next is Shivananda Sen. Oh, I'm picking out these personalities because you may have forgotten, but they were included in the series of texts that we heard this morning. He delivered a dog, and we have to admit that many of us would, this is my own words, this is not from the Sash Shastra. He delivered a dog, and we have to admit that many of us were dog-like personalities who were also delivered by a very great devotee of the Lord. Okay, now let's get serious. From Adi Lila, chapter 10, text 49, purport. When Shivananda Sen offered food to Lord Chaitanya that had been cooked with excessive ghee. Now, you know, we're hearing how Vasudev Dat, although he's greater, with all due respect, but he's even greater in his mercy than Shakta Vaishavatar, Jesus Christ, but he spent too much money. There's some human characteristics, human-like characteristics, but these are just like, you know, like a little match compared to the sun. I mean, this is nothing, these faults. And here we're finding that that such a great personality as Srivas, as Shivananda Sen, he cooked food that had too much ghee. And the next day, the Lord became sick, which I tell you, is too much ghee. And he went to Murari Gupta for treatment. The doctor. Lord Chaitanya accepted some water from the water pot of Murari Gupta and thus he was cured. The natural remedy for indigestion is to drink a little water. And since Murari Gupta was a physician, he gave the Lord some drinking water and cured him. Adi Lila, chapter 10, text 49, purport. And then we have text 54 from the same chapter. Shivananda Sen, the 24th branch, again, the 24th branch is not there in the Bengali, but Prabhupada includes that to give us a structure of the thing. Shivananda Sen, the 24th branch of the tree, was an extremely confidential servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone who went to Jagannath Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya took shelter and guidance from Shivananda Sen. You could say both materially and spiritually. He took care of all the devotees. He took care of all the toll men who were collecting tolls on the road, and he took care of the devotees' prasadam and lodging and everything. He was like the group leader, like anything. That's Adi Lila 10, chapter 54. Note, once again, we find no mention of the branch number in the Bengali, which branch of the tree. Now let us hear an in-depth description, mainly, we're getting there, folks. We'll get there. An in-depth description, namely Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 10, text 60, with its purport, and then 61 and to 62. So the purport will be from the first verse. We're going to learn a lot about Shivananda Sen now. Some of it's a review. Srila Shivananda text. Srila Shivananda Sen experienced the three features of Shakshad, Avesha, and Avirbhav. Later, I shall vividly describe this transcendentally blissful subject. Purport. Srila Shivananda Sen has been described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj as follows. Quote, Shivananda Sen was a resident of Kumarahatta, which is also known as Hali Sahara, and was a great devotee of the Lord. About 1.5 miles from Kumarahatta is another village known as Kanchadapada, in which there are Gaura Gopal deities installed by Shivananda Sen, who also established the temple of Krishna Raya that is still existing. Shivananda Sen was the father of Paramananda Sen, who is also known as Puridas or Kabi Karnapur, who gave us Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, which is referred to in these sections. Paramananda Sen wrote in his Gaura Ganadesh Deepika that two of the gopis of Vrindavan, whose former names were Veera and Duti, combined to become his father. Srila Shivananda Sen guided all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya who went from Bengal to Jagannathpur, and he personally bore all the expenses for their journey. This is described in C.C. Madhya 16, chapter verses 19 through 27. Srila Shivananda Sen had three sons named Chaitanya Das, Ram Das, and Paramananda. As mentioned above, this last son became Kavi Karnapur and wrote the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika. His spiritual master was Srinath Pandit, who was Shivananda Sen's priest. Due to Vasudev Dutt's lavish spending, Shivananda Sen was engaged to supervise his expenditures. So sometimes the Brahmins need some, I don't know if he was Brahmin, he had a lot of money, Shivananda Sen, but they need guidance. Shivananda Sen actually experienced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's features of Shakshad, Avesha, and Avirbhav. He once took along a dog while on his way to Jagannath Puri, and it is described in the Anchalila, first chapter, that this dog later attained salvation by his association. When Srila Raghunath Das, who later became Raghunath Das Goswami, fled his paternal home to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his father wrote a letter to Shivananda Sen to get information about him. Shivananda Sen supplied him the details for which he asked. And later, Raghunath Das Goswami's father sent some servants and money to Shivananda Sen to take care of Raghunath Das Goswami. Once Shivananda Sen invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and fed him so sumptuously that the Lord felt indigestion and was somewhat sick. Maybe that's the same incident. This became known to Shivananda Sen's eldest son, Chaitanya Das, who gave the Lord the kinds of food that would help his digestion. Maybe it's another incident. And thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. This is described in Anchalila 10 chapter verses 142 to 151. Once while going to Jagannath Puri, all the devotees had to stay underneath a tree without the shelter of a house or even a shed. And Nityananda Prabhu became very angry, as if he were greatly disturbed by hunger. Thus he cursed Shivananda's sons to die. Shivananda's wife was very much aggrieved at this, and she began to cry. She very seriously thought that since her sons had been cursed by Nityananda Prabhu, certainly they would die. When Shivananda later returned and saw his wife crying, okay, it's 9:05, if you give me another 7 minutes, at most, maybe less, actually more like 4 minutes. Hang in there, folks! Hang in there, hang in there. We're almost there. Okay, the nectar gets sweeter as it gets towards the end. So just... what? Oh, you're pointing to the screen. All right, I don't know why you're pointing, but thank you. So he saw his wife crying. He said, "Why are you crying? Let us all die." If Sri Nityananda Prabhu desires, when Sri Nityananda soon returned, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu saw him, Lord kicked him severely. Lord Nityananda kicked him severely, complaining that he was very hungry, and that's why he had not arranged for his food. Such is the behavior of the Lord with his devotees. Sri Nityananda Prabhu behaved like an ordinary hungry man, as if completely dependent on the arrangements of Sri Nityananda Saint. There's so much Nityananda nectar with his eating habits. We don't have time, but some of you know what I'm referring to. A nephew of Shivananda Sen's named Srikant left the company in protest of Nityananda Prabhu's curse and went directly to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagannath Puri, where the Lord pacified him. On that occasion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed his toe to be sucked by Puri Das, who was then a child. And who is Puri Das? You remember? Kavi Karnapur. And he made that poem when he was a little tiny kid. It was by the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he could immediately compose Sanskrit verses. Hare Krishna. During a misunderstanding with Shivananda's family, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his personal attendant, Govinda, to give them all the remnants of his food. This is described in Anchalila, chapter 12, verse 53. Text 61. Shivanandara upashaka tanga parikaram putra britya adhikari chaitanya kinkaram. Now I know why Krishna Keshavapu pointed to the screen, so I know that you're all with me on that. The sons, servants, and family members of Shivananda Sen constituted a sub-branch. They were all sincere servants of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now here in the Bengali, it looks like Sanskrit, there is a upashaka, sub-branch. Chaitanya dasa randasa arakana pura tina puta shivanandera prabhura bhatta shura. The three sons of Shivananda Sen, named Chaitanya Das, Ram Das, and Karnapur, were all heroic devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And just a little bit of nectar here about Damodar and his son Shankara, referring to Adi Leela, chapter 10, text 31 to 33. Damodara Pandit Shaka Praniti Prachandam Prabhura Upare Vino Kaila Vakya Danda Nandakata Kahiba Age Vishtara Kariya. I was too fast to get that on the screen, right? Okay, that's all right. We're almost done. Dande Trishta Prabhu Tanle Pata Ila Nadiya Tanhara Anuja Saka Shankara Pandita Prabhu Padu Padana Yana Mama Vidita. Translation of these verses. Damodar Pandit, the 10th branch of the Chaitanya tree, was so elevated in love of Lord Chaitanya that he once unhesitatingly chastised the Lord in strong words. Later in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I shall describe this incident of chastisement in detail. The Lord, being very much satisfied by this chastisement, sent Damodar Pandit to Navadvipa. The 11th branch, the younger brother of Damodar Pandit, was known as Shankara Pandit. He was celebrating as the shoes of the Lord. So Shankara was the younger brother of Damodar Pandit. Mm. You know, the Lord said that that Damodar Pandit, his affection for me is like with awe and reverence. I have affection to him, but with awe and reverence, because he chastises me. And it's a little touchy and sensitive and delicate, subtle subject matter. Exactly how did Lord Chaitanya feel about that? Because Prabhupada said he was actually pleased with the chastisement, but then in purports in that well, a pertinent section, we hear that Prabhupada is saying it wasn't really quite proper, and that's why, with love and affection, that Lord Chaitanya, he didn't banish Damodar Pandit, but he gave him some other services. Why don't you go look, see how my mother's doing? Go see Mother Sachi. And he, quote, got rid of him in that way. But it was very, very loving, and it wasn't in a way to hurt his feelings. But, so how did Lord Chaitanya really feel about those chastisements? It wasn't quite proper, but then it also said he was pleased. He was celebrated as, did I read all this? The Lord being very much satisfied, it's the same time of the Pandit and Navadvip, the 11th branch, the young, yeah, right. So, this Shankara, he was known as the shoes of the Lord. Pado Padana, shoes. So Shankara is also included in a group of devotees comprising the 20th branch. He said he's in the 10th branch, but he appears again in the 20th branch. Assuming it's the same one. All right. So if someone wants to make a very brief comment or something, very, very brief. No, nobody dares to speak anymore. It's so late. Somebody?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that was pretty brief. Thank you so much. Who said that? Shesha Bhuvan?
Yeah.
You definitely have the right words. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Ekadasi Vrata ki jai.